We're going to welcome in Samantha Geiser, our sports coordinating information servant at the North Platte Lincoln County Visitors Bureau, and Samantha Barb Baldridge in with her this morning. We're talking about a little bit of pickleball. Guys, we appreciate you taking some time. Welcome into the studio.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Samantha, your official title with the Visitors Bureau?
Sports and Events and Marketing Specialist.
Okay. And we've talked a lot in the past about the cornhole tournaments. And I guess the new thing, especially for folks here in North Platte, is pickleball.
Yeah, so cornhole and pickleball are both America's fastest growing sports, I mean, together.
Wow.
So, and Barb can kind of give you a rundown of exactly what pickleball is.
So we'll be a little competitive here, and I believe that actually pickleball is growing a little bit faster than cornhole, but I think we can possibly have some tournaments together.
Oh, wow.
But if I can share with you, I say that pickleball is ping pong on steroids, played on a third of a tennis court with a wiffle ball and a paddle.
I love it.
It's the most fun you will ever have, and I truly believe that we have found the fountain of youth.
The fountain of youth. I love it. I invited the gals to come in the studio because I think it was last week at the city council meeting, you had gone in front of the council asking for some of the city's assistance in pickleball here, and the council was very inquisitive about pickleball and excited to offer the support from the city as well.
I think we even recruited three of the council members and the mayor to get out and play with us. And with a motivational speech by Kevin Wood,
oh my gosh.
I think we got everybody in the room excited about pickleball. So,
Kevin was my high school math teacher, and I recognized. I didn't get to attend the city council meeting. I had a basketball game I was covering that night. So after the game, I went home and I watched the council meeting on the YouTube, and I watch in early on before the meeting starts, and I think that looks like Coach Wood. And then as soon as I saw him start to get comfortable in the chair, I knew right away, that's Coach Wood. You can just tell who that guy is. And then there was no doubt about it when he came up and spoke. And I think he said it perfectly, too. He looked around the room and he said, I can honestly say I'd like to play pickleball with everybody in here. And just great advocate for pickleball here in North Platte.
Well, you know, Samantha and I planned for that presentation for a month, and then Kevin just gets up there and
he just walks in.
So, you know, without Kevin and Samantha on board, we would not have taken on this project. It's turned into a $35,000 project with the total renovation of our little hand-painted courts over at Memorial Park. That is just north of the tennis courts. Mm. We took an old basketball court, and we all got together and tried to hand paint and hand painted lines, and it was beautiful. And 6 months later, because of the weather, the water setting on the court and not using the proper supplies, it became dilapidated and very, very unsafe. We got together and put together a task force and said, you know what, we need this done for North Platte.
And you've teamed up with one of the Rotary groups here, too, as well. Can you tell us about that partnership?
Yes, Sunrise Rotary is our main sponsor, and what it is a partnership. They will volunteer their time helping to work tournaments. And we, in turn, are profit-sharing with them. It's been a tough go for them to raise funds. They're a charitable organization. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, went and spoke with them, and they're on board, along with Thrivent Financial, to help us run tournaments. And unfortunately, we've had two tournaments canceled due to COVID.
Sure.
Our first one in late October. We felt like we needed to be responsible and safe and postponed and tried again at the wonderful DNN Event Center that we now have as a wonderful venue. We're supposed to have it on November 21st, and lo and behold, our wonderful mayor, Dwight Livingston, who actually came out and supported us financially, and he's also a lifetime member now, he came out to play with us at a fundraiser. But unfortunately, at the November tournament, he had come down with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And so we canceled again, but we will keep trying.
Keep rolling with the punches.
Yeah.
I know that was one thing in your presentation of the city council. You had a picture of Dwight playing pickleball in there. He came out to have a lifelong advocate for pickleball and our retired mayor.
Well, we didn't even know he was showing up. Somebody pulls up in this huge Dodge pickup, gets out with his cowboy boots and jeans on, and I kept wondering who that was and went over, and it was Dwight. And,
oh, my gosh.
And if it wasn't for Dwight, we wouldn't have gone ahead and moved forward. He was very welcoming, brought us in on June 23rd to meet the new city administrator, Matt Kibben. And with their help, we have moved forward. So, excited.
And you mentioned our current mayor, Mayor Kelleher, has been very supportive as well. He's getting into the pickleball game a little bit, you said, Barb?
Well, we expect to get him out there to play as well very soon.
Awesome.
And some other council members.
Awesome. And Samantha, we've talked before about how cornhole's growing, and it's. I think folks in the public are going to be extremely surprised to find out that pickleball is growing just as rapidly, if not more rapidly, than cornhole.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's something a little bit different here in North Platte, and I mean, it can be played from all levels, just like cornhole can. I mean, you don't have to be completely skilled. I have not gotten out there yet. I need to play, but I was never a very good tennis player, so I probably ain't good at this, but we'll give it a shot, I guess.
And Barb, this is an activity, too. You know, we've had to cancel a couple of the tournaments because of the coronavirus. However, outside the tournaments, this is an activity that is very safe to do in the ongoing COVID-19-dominated world.
Yes, on rankings of 1 to 10, 1 being the least apt to pass COVID would be racket sports, tennis, and pickleball as well. And there again, we have secured the DNN Event Center, and thanks so much to Tad Hanneborg and the Hanneborgs for being so welcoming and having us use their facility. We have 5 courts taped off. We do practice social distancing and have sanitizing stations. And with their help, we are able to grow leaps and bounds. We started with 12 members in July, and now we are up to 58.
Oh, my gosh.
And we provide all free instruction and all equipment and very welcoming. Our schedule at the DNN is Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 9 to noon. And I actually started giving classes in November through the college. And we have a court away from all others and very welcoming. So for the $20 annual membership fee, we provide all equipment and instruction, and then they can cross over and go join the rest of the club.
And from what I understand, this is an activity that you don't have to be in the best physical condition to enjoy.
No, but I would really encourage you to stretch before, whenever you come out. So we have to have a commitment from you and some of your other staff to come out and learn the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. So, I'm intrigued.
Yeah,
I'm intrigued.
So I do have a 15-minute stretch that I require of all that get started with us.
Sure.
It takes 15 minutes. I really do encourage 30 minutes because we have lost quite a few people. But it's just a sport that I actually fell in love with. My brother-in-law in Arizona took me over to an old Legion Hall and put me on court with 2 75-year-olds and an 80-year-old. And they were not too pleased that I was going to be slowing down their game. And Tristan, I can tell you that I had not had a workout like that since in the 80s playing tennis at Nebraska Land Days tournament.
Oh, wow.
Amazing workout. Came back to North Platte, found that it is at the rec center. And I have to give a shout out to them because you can get courts at the rec on Mondays and Fridays. You need a daily fee and then a court cost of 75 cents. But on Wednesdays, we have open league, and it's only $3, and you come and play. And actually, yesterday, we had 2 people show up from Arvada, Colorado, who moved out of Colorado because it's so crazy.
Sure.
And we had them come over, and they fell in love, and now they'll be coming out to the DNN to enjoy
awesome.
The game with us.
Awesome. And Samantha, tell us about the Visitors Bureau's partnership with this excitement going on here, and what kind of an impact is this going to have on our local tourism industry?
Yeah, so because, you know, pickleball is the fastest growing sport next to cornhole, it is a highly tourism type of sport. If you look at the demographics that I've done a lot of research on, the average age of a pickleball player is about 41.
Okay.
So, you know, people of that age are more likely to have a more expendable income. They're more likely to travel. You know, they're willing to come up for a tournament, for like a one-day tournament, and stay 2 or 3 days and make a vacation out of it.
Sure.
You know, just for like Memorial Park, for example, and for the DNN, we have through USA Pickleball, we have our locations on a map on this app that they can, so if anybody is driving through North Platte and they want to stop and stretch their legs, and they can go on this app and say, oh, North Platte has pickleball, let's go there and play, and then they'll, you know, roll up and they'll open their trunk out and get the paddles out, you know, serious pickleball player. Exactly, exactly. So, you know, and we've had that instance, you know, Barb can talk about this, but we've had the instance where they've been playing in Memorial Park and people have shown up and just said, hey, can I play? And so, I mean,
awesome.
You know, and when we can get a tournament finally rolling, which we're hoping soon, indoors or outdoors, it can bring in a ton of people. And I mean, it's just an awesome thing to do. We can do a 2 to 3 day tournament, and you know, there's even tournaments in like Arizona that are 5 days long. I can't imagine that, but we can get there. Mm-hmm. That's our goal.
Awesome.
And we actually have enough teams already for a 2 day tournament.
Okay.
Our tournament had been signed in with 28 teams, and with the second one, we're up to 32, and Saturday we actually hosted a little get-together with McCook and Imperial, and they brought an additional 12 teams.
Oh, wow.
So we are growing, and because I am a USA ambassador for pickleball, you have to be signed up with the Places to Play app. That's
sure.
for pickleball players. And recently we had two couples meet from Kansas and Iowa, met up in North Platte to go tanking, which is something Samantha's put together as well. They went tanking and they came over, played pickleball, and we sent them to Grain Bin Antiques and to the Spike and to Powell's.
Wow.
And listening to their stories is just amazing. So it's growing in our area, and to have Samantha on board to help with this, we have a great future for pickleball here
yeah.
in North Platte.
It's a bright future. The city's on board, the county's on board, the Visitors Bureau's on board. Mm-hmm. I don't know anybody that's against this, and why would you be against
right.
it, frankly?
And actually, we have other communities that are calling us.
Yeah, you mentioned
yeah.
at the council meeting last week that McCook and Imperial were coming. You
mm-hmm.
just said a minute ago they came here. So
mm-hmm.
North Platte, once again, serving as an educational hub for our surrounding
right.
area.
Mm-hmm. But at Arnold, we are going up as volunteers and taking our equipment and putting on clinics for their community. They have a basketball, a court, and a community center, and we're going up and taping off courts and giving them demonstrations. They were driving to the rec center on Wednesday night leagues, but we no longer have that venue because tennis is having team tennis and clinics on Wednesday nights.
Okay.
So we do have Sunday evenings are open at the DNN. That is a great gathering, a lot of couples and families. But from 6 to 8, you come out, and we all work around the basketball teams and the baseball teams. And I just can't say enough about the DNN Event Center. I had no idea what that venue does for the local youth.
Oh my gosh.
And sports
yeah.
and events.
Yeah.
Chili Cook-Off is coming up next Saturday. And we're not able to play starting tomorrow through February 7th because of the many events that they have going on.
Sure, packed calendar.
So anyway, we are grateful that we do have the rec center for a few days of play because our pickleball peeps will be going through withdrawal.
Now, guys, we do have to wrap up, but if folks want to get more information on what we've talked about this morning, how can they do so?
Yeah, so I have all of the information through playnorthplatte.com or on my Facebook as well, or you can join some pickleball group on Facebook as well, mm-hmm. And they'll keep you updated on, you know, when and where you can play and stuff like that. But I do have all the league information and the dates mm-hmm. Up at playnorthplatte.com.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Guys, we appreciate the time, appreciate the great work you're doing and bringing pickleball to the North Platte community.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick break here on Husker Radio's KODY.